And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have on the phone with me Susan Bafuco, who is in charge of the Moab Arts Festival. And I'm really excited to have her on the phone. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great, Ro. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, this is something you guys do every year, and this is the 26th annual. This is getting bigger and bigger.
That's right. Come to the 26th annual Moab Arts Festival. And this year, we're going to have over 100 artists with all their unique designs and product to sell. So it's a great time to come and buy art or buy something that's really, really handmade, you know, homemade or handmade.
Now, the Moab Arts Festival, do they have artists from all over the state, or is it mostly local artists?
It's a little bit of both. We probably have 10% local Moab artists, and the rest come from around mostly the four corners of the West, some as far as the state of Washington, and then as far as east as Alabama or Georgia.
Now, tell us the dates that this is held and the time and where people would attend this at.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's going to start on Saturday, May 26th. And on Saturday, we will be open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, May 27th, we're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at Suwanee City Park, which is on the corner of 4th North and 100 West in Moab.
Tell us the different types of art that people can expect to see there.
Well, we have fine art, we have wood art, sometimes we even have furniture, we have lots of jewelry, we have pottery and mixed media and upcycled.
Oh, wow, that sounds interesting.
That's becoming a bigger category every year.
All right, now, you've got the stuff for the adults to go look at all the fun art stuff, but you also do something really fun with the kids.
We're going to have a great expanded kids activity tent this year, and we're real excited. We do always have the Canyonlands Rodeo doing pony rides for the kids. We will also be having an atlatl throw contest. An atlatl is a Native American throwing tool, or like a spear, and so the Museum of Moab will be helping with that activity.
Oh, wonderful. And that's something the kids will be able to do?
Absolutely. And in a safe environment.
Oh, good. That's very important.
It is very important.
Now, not only do you have art and stuff for the kids, but it's also kind of a music festival. You have people there performing?
Yes. We've got about a dozen musicians coming, and we always have the Moab Taiko Dan group playing the drums, and then we'll have Native American hoop dancers, but we'll have a lot of jazz, blues, and really unique music coming to the festival this year.
Now, there's also going to be some food. People love food.
Lots of festival food. We'll have cotton candy, drinks, wood-fired pizzas, barbecue, and the guy's going to stay up all night and do the barbecue, so it's going to be good.
That sounds delicious. Now, you're also going to do something for the adults as well. You're going to have a beer and wine garden?
Yes, we'll have a beer and wine garden, and that'll be in the music area, and we'll have a couple of local wineries and a brewery being represented there, so you'll be able to buy beer and wine that's local.
Now, as far as admission to go and enjoy the festival, is there a cost to attend?
There is not a cost. It's always free.
Oh, wonderful. So lots of art, lots of music, and stuff for the kids. You've got food, and it just sounds like a really good time. And what better place to have it than in Moab?
Absolutely. And Memorial Day is a great kickoff. It's usually good weather, and it's a great kickoff to the season. And then also, we do publish a newspaper that specifically highlights all the artists that will be at the festival. It has a schedule of the music and all the kids' activities, and that will be out at the end of this week. And so we've got several locations in Moab. We'll have some in Green River, and I should send some up to Price, shouldn't I?
You should send some up to us. We would love that.
You bet.
Now, do you have a website of some sort that people can visit to kind of get an idea of what the festival is all about?
Yes. You can go to www.moabhappenings.com, and then on the right-hand side, you will see the Moab Arts Festival, and you can download a PDF.
All right, perfect. Susan, thank you so much for taking time. Let's do one more shout-out, one more big invite. Let's get some people from Carbon and Emery County to come down to the Arts Festival.
Yeah, come down for the day, come back down for the weekend, come to the 26th Annual Moab Arts Festival, Saturday, May 26th, and Sunday, May 27th.
And both days it starts at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
And tell us one more time the address where it's going to be held at.
It's going to be held at Suwannee City Park, which is on 4th North and 100 West in Moab.
Well, Susan, thank you so much. I'm sure you're busy trying to get everything finalized for this wonderful event. I appreciate you taking time to speak with me today.
Well, we hope to see everyone there.
All right, perfect. All right, folks, that has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.